We are into Philippians, remember, and this is what we've called our Philippians series. And Philippians, say, well, what is Philippians? Philippians is a book in the Bible there was a church there. It was a city in Macedonia, Philippi, and the church there received a letter from Paul, who was their pastor. And he writes to them. And so we've been looking at a highlight from each chapter. There are four chapters, with the promise of getting to today's chapter, chapter 4, and finishing our highlights. And so today, on the heels threshold, I should say, of Thanksgiving on Thursday, of course, we want to talk about Thanksgiving. And this is an appropriate passage of Scripture as we look here. And so I want to talk about Thanksgiving from verse 6, where he says, if you'll look there, Philippians 4:6, where he says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Notice the little prepositional phrase, with thanksgiving. So that's the title of my message this morning, with thanksgiving, duh, right? It's a little prepositional phrase, with thanksgiving, with big consequences in our lives, as we'll see from this passage, with thanksgiving. No, we understand this has to happen. Just don't do it again. So, an alternative title for this message is God Has a Sweet Tooth. God Has a Sweet Tooth. All right? Let me read the passage, as is my custom, starting at verse 4. Everything in context, right? So, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. I mean, the idea here is, it's like, be happy all the time. And it's like, would you say? I'm going to say it again, be happy. Because you'd have to hear that. Now, this is coming out as that kind of, in that kind of way. It's like, it's not a suggestion, but he's saying rejoice. And rejoice means more than just happiness as we think about it. But there is that upness, if you will, to rejoicing. And the key, of course, not my message this morning, is in the Lord. All right, but here we go. And then he continues, let your gentleness be evident to everyone. Whew. We can spend moments on that, but I'll keep going. Then he says, the Lord is near. The idea is the Lord is at hand. And so it's not just the idea that, the Lord is coming again, second coming, but the idea is more the Lord is at hand. We are living in his presence now. God sees. I know we're going to be coming to the time where he sees you when you're sleeping kind of stuff. And we've attributed those divine qualities to you know who, and he's okay. But at the same time, we have to understand this about living in the Lord's presence. He really does see. He really does know. He's at hand. He's at hand. And then he continues and he says, our passage that I want to look at, he says, don't be anxious about anything. Stop, because you're not getting it. He says, don't let anything stress you out. And this is how it puts it, literally, no, not one thing. So I'm in a hurry, coming out of Home Depot Saturday morning. John and Holly are here and kind of, waiting on me, and I guess in a sort of way. And I had to go into Home Depot, get some things, and I come out, put my key into the ignition, and nothing, and I can't pull my key out. It's like, oh, come on, you're kidding, right? And I'm in a hurry, got some stuff, anxious to get back, plus I was hungry, and on my way back, I was going to stop and get a, egg sandwich or something. So, I mean, I was ready for that egg sandwich. I was up early, hungry, nothing. just had a brand new AAA came and put a brand new battery in my vehicle. So it's like, oh, come on, they messed up. And I knew it, so something was loose in there, pounded on it, whatever, and I could get it. And I didn't think, it's a long story, AAA had to come, put it back, you know, tighten up the terminals, and away I went. You know, how many stressors in life do you have like that? You know, and he says, and then he's, you know, and it's like, well, were you getting a little anxious right then, Bob? Yeah. It's like a guy came over and he said, listen, can I give you a jump? And it was like, back off, buddy. You know, just back off. No, I was kind. And don't be anxious, literally not for over one thing. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. And then he says, in juxtaposition to that, opposite of that, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in what? Everything. But in everything. By, what's he say? But everything by prayer with petition, and petition with thanksgiving. So he's saying, with every one of those situations in your life that brings you face to face with stress or a stressor, he says, take that thing, that one thing, and turn it into what? Prayer. Make a request out of it to God. And then he says, oh yeah, by the way, do it with what? Do it with what? Thanksgiving. Do it with thanksgiving. And then here comes the consequence of doing that. He says, in the last verse, he says, and the peace of God. Oh, isn't that awesome? Sandy's testimony was a perfect example of what I'm talking about here this morning. It says, in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which defies reason, which defies understanding. It's like, I shouldn't be at peace right now because nothing outwardly has changed, but I have a peace in my heart. Though nothing has changed, everything's going to be okay. That's the peace of God. And he says, it will guard your heart and your mind where the disturbance is taking place. And so, you know, Sandy, a great example. Anxious about Ian and his situation. I mean, what mother would not be anxious about that kind of situation? Praying and doing business with God, and then all of a sudden a peace comes in. Boom. Wow. And settles it. Pray with me, Father. And so as we look at these words in our moments together, that you will help me to unpack this in the minutes that I have, that you would speak to us and it'd be meaningful to us. I ask that your Spirit would fall upon us as hearers of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. So when it rains, it pours. And when it pours, it rains cats and dogs. Yeah, I bet you don't know this one. In the cat's claw, in the dog's bite, right? How many of you have had stresses or stressors like that in your life, right? Life is filled with stress. There's no getting away from it. We're all vulnerable. Some try to medicate themselves against the stress. Some try to find pleasures. Some go on vacation, and it's legitimate, but, you know, go into great debt to get away from it all because of the stresses. Stressors. I say stresses because of things, stressors because of maybe the person sitting next to you. I'm not talking to you, Sandy. The wise man in Proverbs puts it like this. He says, anxiety weighs down the heart. And there are things that happen in our lives. You lose a job. You have a conflict with someone. You lose someone that you love. You get sick. You can't pay a bill. Money problems. And your mood becomes downcast, we say, right? You feel what? Weighted down. The opposite of when things are just up there, you know, you feel a little light, you know, airy. Hey, everything's good. Everything's good. But anxiety, the wise man said, weighs down the heart. Now, thanksgiving, giving thanks, is mentioned a lot in the Bible. Hundreds of times you can find it. And here, in our passage, in the passage before us, it's purposely connected to praying. That when you pray, do it with what? Thanksgiving. Because our praying is incomplete until we round it out with giving thanks. You haven't finished praying. You haven't finished a prayer. You're not really connecting in prayer until you are adding thanksgiving to it. And giving thanks, when you pray, gives your prayers an added push, if you will, that they need to get a hearing with God. You say, doesn't God hear every prayer? No, He doesn't hear every prayer. That's not my message this morning, but no. And so when I pray, I want to pray in such a way that I'm given this kind of assurance that this is getting through. He's hearing this prayer. When we pray, complete prayers, offering them with thanksgiving, oh man, it's pushing them through. And we're the consequence is an answer is coming. And if the answer doesn't come, He gives sometimes what's better than an answer. He gives His peace in the situation. And that's what the scripture says. Nitro, you've all heard of Nitro, right? Now I know I think it's a cartoon or something. Bobby used to have Nitro in his Cavalier. Nitrous in his Cavalier. I get a call one day, Dad, yeah. I knew it was coming. I blew up my engine. Car was brand new. It's like craziness. Nitrous in there, you know? And it's like, if you can look at, you know, some of you don't know what this is, Tom, you know, it's that turbo charge. And when you hit it and it gets to a certain RPM or a certain, that nitrous kicks in and blast your car forward, you know? In a Cavalier, I don't know. But anyways, it was a Z24 Cavalier. But the thing is, if you can look at with thanksgiving, is doing that to your prayers. Gives it. You reach a certain speed, a certain RPM when you're praying, and all of a sudden you offer thanks, and boy, it pushes them forward. I like to think of it this way, you know, that praying with thanksgiving is like adding a little buttercream frosting to my chocolate cake. You know? That's why I say God has a sweet tooth. You know, He just likes hearing that. Not for His sake as much as for ours. There's something in giving thanks. And I want to touch upon that something. Three things real quick. You ready? My MO, three things. Why praying with thanksgiving is good for us. What it does for us. Okay? What it does for us. Here's the first one. When we pray with thanksgiving, it frees us from fretting. What? It frees us from fretting, from the anxiousness, from the anxiety, from the stress. It takes the stinger of stress out and it soothes our hearts with peace. It frees us from fretting. That when there is those kinds of anxious things that happen in our lives, the last thing we want to be is thankful for something. The last thing we want to be, you know. And so when we can be thankful in times like that, there's a freeing quality to that thing. It unhooks me from whatever it is that at the moment is causing me stress. Here's the second thing. When we're thankful, it reminds me on the spot of what God has done for me that I may have forgotten He's done already in my life. The second thing it does for me is it reminds me not to forget what God has done for me. See, not to forget what he's already done in my life. So I give him thanks, and I call to mind, you know what? I was in a situation like this before, and look what God did. We forget that. We forget perhaps, you know, things that the way in which God came through for us in the past. And we call, I say, you know, God did it before. I'm going to be thankful for him before that again. Here's the last one. And this is the last one is the biggie. I saved the last one for the big one. And that's this. When we're thankful, it prevents heart failure. It prevents heart failure. Nothing promotes health in our lives more than a grateful heart. A grateful heart. Who was that? Hope. All right. And so, heart, you know, gratitude. That. Let me just ask you this. Do you like to be around complaining, grumpy people? Have you been one of those? You know? And it's like nobody likes to be around you when you're like that. And I don't like to be around people who are like that. My daughter-in-law, Allison, she's, a positive person. And there are times, you know, we've been in situations, whatever, and she'll say, oh, but we can. And it's like, oh, Allison, thank you. You know, that can-do attitude. And there is this sense, you know, that Thanksgiving lifts us. So something weighs you down, a stressor. You begin praying. You put it into prayer. You offer thanks. And that conjures up a grateful heart. And before you know it, there's a peace that's come into your life. Your perspective changes, and it's like, you know what? That doesn't stress me out anymore. I can handle this. And so here's your assignment over the Thanksgiving holiday. You ready? Be more thankful than you are complaining. You know? Find things to be thankful for, rather than complaining for. Here's the last one, and you're going to laugh, and I take this on the chin every time I mention it, especially from my kids. Some of you have seen the Walt Disney movie. It's an old one with Haley Mills. And who's the guy with the big nose who used to do the Don't Leave Home Without Him commercials? Big nose guy. Carl Malden is in it. Plays the preacher in the movie by Walt Disney, Pollyanna. Anybody seen the movie Pollyanna? Yes. Pollyanna. How many of you have heard of the adjective Pollyannish? Pollyannish? Sheltered lives you people are living. Well, yeah, the glad game. You know, what you're thankful for, what you're glad for under the worst circumstances. It's in color.
Was it redone digitally in color?
Shut up. And so here's part two of your assignment, okay? Okay? Find more things to be glad about than sad about. Find more things to be glad about than sad about. And watch Pollyanna, the movie Pollyanna. It's a great movie. I love it.
It is a great movie.
Listen, Fortune 500 companies use the slope to be Pollyannish. Let's be Pollyannish. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us with this word. Amen.